I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been indicted on charges including bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in connection with three corruption probes. He's accused of trading official favors for flattering news coverage and gifts worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Netanyahu is the first sitting Israeli prime minister to be indicted. He could face up to 10 years in prison on the bribery charge. Former White House official Fiona Hill is warning lawmakers against what she calls a fictional narrative in reference to the theory that Ukraine interfered in the 2016 U.S. elections. That's one of the investigations that President Trump had wanted Kyiv to pursue. Hill and David Holmes, a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, are testifying in the impeachment inquiry today. They're expected to offer different vantage points on U.S. foreign policy in Ukraine. For our continuing coverage of the hearings, head to our website, WSJ.com. China's chief trade negotiator has invited his American counterparts to Beijing for a new round of in-person trade talks. According to people familiar with the matter, U.S. negotiators have indicated that they would be willing to meet in person, but would be reluctant to travel to Beijing unless China makes it clear that it would make commitments on intellectual property protection, forced technology transfers, and agricultural purchases. Chinese officials hope the face-to-face talks can take place before Thanksgiving, but the U.S. hasn't committed to a date. For more on these stories, please head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app.